What type of risks is Tannehill making this year that he didn't last year at this point? Risks.
He's throwing to receivers that aren't open. That touchdown pass that the Dolphins have actually put it up on Twitter. They had a mini camp practice on day number two, Wednesday. The offense had like a 3-touchdown day into the B's. Mm-hmm. Devontae Parker, Tannehill backs up. Devontae's covered by Xavier. Tannehill cannons it. Devontae wasn't open. Mm-hmm. He's throwing to receivers that aren't open. And that's new and different for Tannehill. And I'm seeing it consistently. And we'll see.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeremy Goldstein asks, how serious is Tunsil's injury? What are the best options left to fortify offensive line? Tunsil had a hamstring strain. I wouldn't say it's super serious because he tried to practice 1 week. 5 weeks of rest and training on his own should help him out. But hamstrings are indicator that something is brewing. Mm-hmm. Usually hamstrings indicate that stress is being put on the knee. We'll see. Hopefully nothing impacts Laramie Tunsil because he's a very important player for this season.
I think he could be really good.
Yeah.
Could be one of those guys that wind up being really, really good. Lucas, do you think Lawrence Timmons still has something in the tank because he has graded negative from Pro Football Focus the last 2 years?
Anybody who goes on Pro Football Focus gradings is a moron.
Lucas, but that is true.
It's a joke. I like and respect a lot of things that Pro Football Focus does. Grades, not one.
One of the ways that we've had it why that's the case is because Pro Football Focus doesn't know what the plan is, where those players are supposed to be.
Or what the assignment is.
What the assignment is, where those players are supposed to do in every certain situation. So someone could miss a tackle, but it's only because they're covering up for the other guy that wasn't where he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the guy who missed the tackle is the one that gets the negative grade. So you can't go by that stuff. Use your eyes.
Yeah. I like Lawrence Timmons. Is he athletic enough right now? Probably not, but he's physical. Mm-hmm. And what do you need in your linebacking
unit? Stop the run.
Physical. You need a physical presence. Absolutely. Right. Thank you, Jesus.
Stop the run.
Stop the run.
All right.
Make it a little bit difficult for opposing offenses. At this point, do you think Charles Harris is the best first-round draft pick that we've had this decade? That's been asked by Rensek.
It's early, man.
It's early.
Oh, my God.
He's definitely the best pass rushing.
Okay.
Pass rushing. It, only compare him to Olivier Vernon, Terrence Fidey, and Deion Jordan. Well, that ain't that hard. Now, certainly, we have to see what he does with pads. I think the benchmark for him would probably be what Olivier Vernon did in his rookie season. They're probably going to have the exact same role. Mm-hmm. In their rookie seasons. I think Olivier had 5.5 sacks. That's probably about the mark that I would put on Charles Harris.
Alberto has a question about Koa.
Okay.
Koa's if he returns to full form,
mm-hmm.
how does the depth chart, what does it look like? Do we have any?
Koa Meece's battling a neck issue. And it impacts his way he tackles. It's the same thing that Peyton Manning had, neck fusion surgery.
Sure.
They didn't practice him. He might begin on PUP.
Right.
He might begin the season on PUP and eventually be taken off. And so maybe we're factoring in Koa, who's not going to be ready to contribute until September. So let's put a pause on that and see how he begins training camp. But if Koa's healthy and Koa's Koa and the reliable guy that he usually is, why wouldn't I put him in on first and second down? When has Koa Meece ever let me down, let the team down?
Sure.
Except for injuries, he's always done his job, so I definitely wouldn't rule that out in terms of what he can contribute and what he can do.
What's the line on how many games Pouncey plays? 10?
Wow.
That's too high.
I'm putting it at 12.
Okay.
I'm putting it at 12. I'm a Pouncey
under
fan.
On 12. I'll take the under on 12.
I'm a Pouncey fan, man. And here's the reason why I think this year will be different than past years. Pouncey has always rushed himself back onto the field for his team. Mm-hmm. When has he not done that?
Right.
And when you sit there and you rush and you're not fully healed and you're not fully recovered, and then something else happens or scar tissue develops or the hip is sore again, you know, when have you given yourself time? He had that stem cell transplant. That's supposed to speed up the recovery, supposed to give him, you know, regenerate new blood, new healing. I just wish the best for him, because if we go through another season where Pouncey can't play again because of these hips, probably could be time for retirement.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate to say that, because when he's on the field, you're a different team.
Even when he's 70%, they're different when he's out.
You're a different team. So I'm all aboard the 16-plus plan for Mike Pouncey. I don't need Pouncey in a training camp. I don't need him in an exhibition season. Let him get ready for the season in season. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by the time, you know, maybe I play him week three of the exhibition season. Maybe he practices that week.
Right.
Gives me 15 snaps in that game just so he could get a little action. Practice him, play him in that fourth exhibition game.
You want to be one in the fourth one?
Third and fourth.
Okay.
Give me 15 snaps in the fourth one. Okay. You got to get, I mean, you can't sit out all a training camp and then just show up in the regular season.
All right, I'm ready to go.
Like, it takes a little time, man, you know? Yeah. It takes a little time. You got to get used to the physical hitting. And you know, that's a Thursday night game. By the time the season rolls around, let's say you don't practice all week until Wednesday. Yeah. Let's do this.
Sure. Camp could do that, by the way. Just show up on the first day.